Blog Talk Radio.
This is it right here and now on Solar Records Radio with Phoenix and Wardell Potts Jr. What's up, Phoenix?
Hey.
How you doing?
All good in the neighborhood.
Oh, man, it's nice to hear your voice, brother. How you been?
Good, good. You know, staying busy. We'll get into it today, just staying practical. Keeping both eyes fully open, staying awake, like folks say today.
There you go, man. There you go. Well, that's good, man. Now, you know, hey, I just wanted to mention that when the last time Phoenix was on, he said these words, a change is going to come. And sure enough, the weather has changed. It was freezing the last time I talked to Phoenix, and now it is like almost summertime here. It's definitely spring, It's so beautiful outside. Yeah. And so a change did come. Thanks for speaking those words, my brother, because it made a difference. I mean, it is here, right here and now. Yeah. What is it about speaking things, saying, just saying it, whatever? There's something in saying what you're thinking more than just leaving it in your brain, but to put it out there. There's something about that. And I know that, you know, I many times I've heard pastors say that too. You just got to say it. You got to hear yourself say it. I can do this. I can do this. I will do this, you know, and, or I love you. I love you. Don't just think it. Tell her. Tell him. Say
positive those reinforcement,
words.
Man. It's just positive reinforcement. And what first came to mind, have you ever bought a car? Let's say something that not as typical, maybe a Saab or a Fiat or something, or a particular model. And then all of a sudden, every time you turn around, you see that car everywhere. You're like, man, I didn't realize there's so many Saabs or Jettas or Passats on the road. You know, it's what you pay attention to as
right,
well.
Right. Absolutely.
What you put out there and what you pay attention to comes to you.
Yes.
So, yeah, yes. I'm sure there's going to be many things that Creator is going to bring to our attention that, you know, subliminal messages and, you know, couples that have been together a long time. I remember once I had an experience. It was so interesting. I was in New York, and I was going to the Appraisal Institute. It was CW Post. And my wife and I used to love, my then wife used to love Häagen-Dazs vanilla ice cream. And so she said, I tried to call you. I was coming in the door, and she said, you know, I tried to call you. I said, yeah, what's up? She said, I wanted to tell you on your way home to pick up some Häagen-Dazs vanilla ice cream. Well, I reached into the bag and I pulled it out and I showed her. She said, oh, wow, you must have got my message then. I said, for some reason, I had this feeling that I had to go pick up some ice cream for us. She said, and we just laughed. It was just so funny that we both connected and had nothing to do with a cell phone. Because she wasn't able to reach me. I was in a whole nother town. But on my way home, I just had this urge. I said, you know what? Let me go pick up some ice cream, man. And we used to love to sit down. I would take the quart-sized Häagen-Dazs vanilla, and I put it in the microwave for about a minute so it wasn't as brick. Get two spoons, man, and we would tear that ice cream up, man.
I love it. Well,
that's what it is.
I wanna pick your brain a little more, as I always love to do, with you. I enjoy doing the show with you because God has blessed you, and because of that, you've blessed me and so many of the listeners indirectly. So I wanted to talk to you about what is it exactly? How to take care of yourself during tough times? How do we go about, you know, maintaining and, you know, and remembering, you know, how important it is for us to stay focused in the storm? Because it's so easy to lose your focus when you're stressed out, you're frustrated, you're angry, you're mad, you're pissed off, and you're not focused. What's the best way to make sure that we don't lose focus, that, you know, we stay in the right mindset as we are falling into a bad situation? We realize it's here. It's coming. It's coming, and I can't stop it. Like, so how do we, okay, maintain?
I'll tell you, the first thing that comes to mind as a man, and I can only speak as a man, not as a woman, intimately, of course, that you know, in today's society, and let's say the American society, as a man growing up, we're told not to cry. You know, we're told to be tough guys. And, you know, I remember my dad, you know, I'd get into a little scrape at school. He'd say, suck it in, you know, suck it in, suck it up. Don't
suck
cry,
it up. Yeah.
You know, hold it in, you know. And you're taught to really harness your emotions, which is really not good, you know. But as I got older, I remember coming across this phrase that men take better care of their cars than they do their own bodies. A man will make sure he gets that oil change. A man will make sure he runs the big old tires because they got a sale, 3 and 1 for free. He makes sure he changes tires. He winterizes it. All of these things. But when he's got a cold or he's got something going on, we're the last one sometime, unfortunately, brother, to go to a doctor and say, hey, doc, you know, I got a urinary problem. I'm getting up too many times at night. What do I need to do? So first thing on the list is to live healthy. The first thing, because, you know, when you're drained in the brain and you're around negative energies and things that are happening, you know, McDonald's, and I'm not throwing any negative on McDonald's, because, you know, in a quick, you can grab something, put the fries between your legs, pull out the parking lot, man, and do what you got to do. But to eat and live healthy, take the time to fuel yourself. Like, back to the car, man. I mean, I have a Mercedes truck, and I refuse to put anything less than 91. I won't even put 89 in there. You know, I put in high octane, and I get good results, good gas mileage. Put in high octane foods into your body. Eat properly. You know, eat your asparagus, eat your, you know, like my grandma used to say, make sure your plate is colorful, you know, sweet potatoes, pull back on the fries sometimes, get sweet potato fries, you know, it doesn't always have to be a burger, a good steak, you know, good protein, you know, fish, nice piece of salmon, you know, if you're going to drink, have a nice red wine, flavonoids, there's a lot of good things in a red wine, not to the point of ossification, but like Apostle Paul said in the scripture, even a glass of wine is good for a man's stomach. So during stressful times, to me, number one, eat and live healthy. Eat healthy foods. Okay, that's paramount. I couldn't stress that enough, because when things fall short, like they say, you know, like a homeowner, they say, you know, when money gets tough and tight. I had a buddy of mine, he cracked me up. He said, the first thing you'll notice with a person who owns a house, that his grass is not green no more. He's not watering the grass like he used to. There's certain things that is going to take place. So don't let that happen when stress arrives or things become insurmountable. If you're not eating properly, if you're not fueling your body, you're not getting that high-octane food that you need, you're robbing yourself of something that is a protection when those, like you said, those seasons come or those strong winds of change come. I know for myself, I stop going out. I stop eating out. I just get back to preparing some home-cooked meals for myself, make sure that I'm eating right. Sit down and I pour myself. So lately I've been drinking Shiraz. I'll have a nice glass of Shiraz. Man, take care of you. So that's number one, I would say, eating, living right, eating healthy foods.
All right.
Are you there with me?
Yeah. I had to mute my phone because the other phones were ringing and I didn't want to interrupt what you were saying.
I looked around. I said, is that me?
No, that's my son calling in on FaceTime. He knows, you know, I'm on the radio, but you know how kids do. So this is the other thing. Now just imagine you driving a car, whether you're male or female. But from my perspective as a man, I'm very protective over my family. That is the like, I, you know, and whoever I'm carrying, I'm very protective over. And so as you're driving this car, you have this sense of responsibility automatically, right? You have to have your seatbelt on. You have to, you know, you look at both ways. You pay attention, your rear view, side view, and everything. So you're paying attention already.
Mm-hmm.
In the, and you're, when you're driving, you're out there with people that you don't know that could be intoxicated, whatever. You're already in the storm, okay? So mm-hmm. just remember, so you got to maintain in the storm. You got to take care of yourself in this situation. Now, you're coming up to a situation and people, all of a sudden, all these red lights are in front of you and you are going 70 miles an hour. You're flying down the freeway. And now you have to make a decision, an abrupt decision, and it's wet. It's raining. You have to hit the brakes. How are you going to maintain your mind, your peace in this storm? What is it? You have to make sure you think this thing through as mm-hmm. you are approaching this thing. And so it's so important that you think it through. But you, what you have to do first of all is to always make sure mentally that you're open to that concept. You have to make sure your brain works that way. You have to train yourself to think that way, to be ready at all times to do the right thing in a bad situation.
And if I might say, you know, you always say to keep, to pay attention. That becomes a generalized theme, which is a good generalization in terms of themes.
Right, pay attention.
But you know what? I've been affected by these storms, as you know, recently. And one of the first things that I knew changed within my scope of reality, I was waking up 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. I think I'm sleeping for another 5 hours. What time is it? It's 2:45. What do you mean? I thought it would be morning. Nope, it's only 2:50 now. So not getting a quality sleep to get enough sleep. Because, brother, let me tell you something. You can't pay attention if you have sleep deprivation. Your mind, and you know, we talked about it a little bit before the show. You know, whether we realize it or not, we are an overstimulated society. What do I mean by that? Every way you turn around, you know, nowadays you're driving your car, man. It's no longer those static billboards, just like especially here in Las Vegas. It's flashes of color. Oh, man, you know, it's these electronic billboards that are changing 3-4 times before you even pass it. You're being overstimulated. You're being told that this group is coming. Boys to Men's coming next week. Come into this arena. There's wrestling. There's this. There's all these things that your mind is getting stimulated. You stop at the light. You got 3 or 4 emails. You're rushing through them. You're looking at them. You're looking at pictures before the light turns. It's overstimulated. You go to an eatery place. It's very common now. There's 10, 15 flat panel televisions, and they're feeding you information. So if you're not eating properly, you're not getting good sleep because you have sleep deprivation, and now you're overly stimulated. Man, it's a recipe for disaster. You're definitely in a storm because you can't touch level ground. You can't get to a point where you can just say, okay, stop. Let me grab on to something that's going to anchor me back to where I need to be. A storm to me means that, you know, you can't catch yourself. Have you ever really been in a storm? And you just can't, man, the dust is flying in your eyes, your visuals are gone, the wind is whipping you around, you don't know exactly where you're going, you're trying to walk straight, but the wind is knocking you to the left and to the right. Man.
Yeah, well, I got to tell you, yesterday I was up in Austin, Texas, and mm-hmm. the night before I got an alert on my phone that we were going, a possible tornado was going to hit my home. And so mm-hmm. it was a tornado watch. So obviously that's a storm. And so here I go, you know, I start making phone calls and I said, okay, I got to get there. And my brother, I called my brother-in-law, I said, did you see that? And he looked, he said, no, I don't see it. And then he kept looking. He said, oh yeah, I do see that. I said, man, okay, I might have to come home. He says, well, is there anything I can do? Is there anything I could do to help? And I said, no, I have to be there like a security guard in case something happens. Because it's not definite that it's going to happen, but I have to be there in case something happened. So I had to run into where the storm was going to be here in case something happened. So the whole thing was my preparation, getting ready for it. I ran, I got in my car, I drove out here, I got here the next morning, and I made sure everything was okay. The wind was going sideways. I mean, the rain was going sideways and everything. And I just prepared. I parked around my chicken coop to make sure that it didn't get blown over and my chickens didn't get blown down the road. And I did everything for my horses. I did what I needed to do. I made sure my house was secure. Nothing would hit the windows and stuff. And then I came inside and I waited for the storm. But see, the difference is I prepared myself for the storm. Mm-hmm. So when the storm came, I was like ready for it. And I was like, you know, you only can do so much because you never know how bad it's going to be. But you got to at least do the so much part. If you could do
if you don't mind me saying so, that's on a physical level, you know. And like, I was thinking, you know, like I said, food and sleep and I did a little research of regular exercise. It also talks about avoiding drugs and alcohol. And I thought that was interesting. And one of the things that were listed in terms of self-care, because, you know, recreational drugs and in Las Vegas, it's, you know, marijuana now is considered a recreational drug, as long as I think there's a certain amount that you shouldn't be caught with, because then it looks like you're selling it. But if you're just for your own intake, and I'm not promoting that, I don't partake. But it mentions to avoid drugs. And I was saying to myself, you know, if you're in a storm, and you and I talked about, you know, Jesus' last days on the planet from a spiritual perspective, he was offered frankincense and myrrh. And a lot of people didn't realize that frankincense and myrrh was a drug. It was a druggery. Pharmakia is the original etymology of the word, which is where you get pharmaceuticals from. It comes from pharmakia. And oh, so when you add this druggery into your body, it throws your whole reference is off, no matter who you think you are. You know, you take a little drug or you take a little drink, and you get past the level of the legal level, it throws your ability to make quick decisions, your decision-making. That's why they say don't drink and drive. You can mm-hmm. have a recreational drink, but suddenly, like you said, you got to make a quick stop. You're in the rain. It's off. And I've heard people argue this point all day long. You're not who you think you are because your references are off. So you can prepare in a physical sense.
Yeah, yes.
But we're talking about taking care of yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And taking care of ourselves, we have to take certain steps. It even also mentioned good hygiene. And I said, wow. You know, I've worked in mental wards. And you know, one of the first things that they notice that when someone goes a little off center, their hygiene is affected either to one extreme or the other. Either they're not washing or they overwash. I had an aunt that washed until she washed the skin off her hands. And she ultimately died because of this fetish of overcleaning. She wound up killing herself through the process. Hygiene is affected. Wow. So this all comes under the auspices of taking a personal care of yourself. grooming yourself. Sometimes I know, man, when I go through the storm, I wear a beard. I'd look in the mirror. I go, whoa, who's that guy? I got to trim it because I feel bad. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, I'm looking in the mirror and I'm saying, that's not you. I manicure myself. And it takes away from a self-discipline about yourself. Because remember, we're talking about going through a storm and taking care of you. You could take care, you know, if you're a mother or you're a dad, you can take care of your kids, your horses, your animals, and you're accountable and responsible. But if you don't take care of you, you're the Captain Kirk of your own enterprise. And if you don't take care of you, everybody aboard your ship, which is your family, your livestock, is going to be affected. Why? Because you didn't take good care of yourself. And everybody else is going to be affected. Something yes. to think about, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's. Let me just give you a couple other things. And thanks for that, Phoenix. You know, what he's saying about taking care of yourself, it starts with this: having self-respect, respect for yourself, and patience, compromise, compassion, and it's really up to you how you handle all these things. It's important that Phoenix, if you look at that thing I just sent you, I'm hoping that I was able to read that correctly. There's some we gotta have self-respect. See, because you start with that. Like, if you respect yourself, it's easier for you to respect others, right? But if you don't have any respect for yourself, then obviously you're not going to have respect for others. You don't even respect yourself. So respect, self-respect means that you're going to take care of yourself. You're going to eat properly. You're going to do the things you need to do so that you could be the best that you can be. You know, and it's,
here's the sad reality, though. I mean, you know, I like to think of myself as having reasonable intelligence. I was raised by good parents. I've got a pretty good moral compass. I'm a spiritual person. But see, we're talking about a storm. And you know, when, you know, all bets off the table, all of a sudden the storm comes in, you're thrown off your horse. Your emotions, everything is upside down, and there's no reference anymore, okay? And things just start to fall apart because you're in a storm, and they've shown, you know, people have drowned, people have made bad decisions in a storm, not because they were bad people, not because they didn't have respect or things for themselves. They're just thrown off their horse. And that's the time when you really find out just how centered you are. And there's only a few things that get you off Gilligan's Island. There's only a few things that makes you realize. I know for me, the first thing I noticed was time. I had no reference to time. I was like, oh, my God. I missed a show or two, right? I was like, oh, I called you. I was like, man, I didn't even realize Thursday came and left. Because you're in a storm. And it doesn't matter who you thought you was. What matters is how you, like you say, make those decisions, how you get through it. That's right. The true testament. Because, you know, bodybuilders, I mean, you can have all of the accoutrements and all the amenities and all the wherewithals, but suddenly, bro, you're in that storm, all bets off the table. And it's really true grit that gets you through it.
Yeah, because your mind... Your mind is the dictator to your body. And if your mind is not, you know, centered, then your body can't do what it needs to do to protect you, no matter how many muscles you got, no matter how strong you think you are. If your mind is saying, lay down.
Spirituality, you know, if you don't mind me adding and attaching to your mind, because sometimes the mind can be deceptive. But for me, it's been my spirituality, you know. To be a man and to look to a higher power and realize it's not all about me. It's not all about my abilities. But I have him that I don't want to displease. You know, I'm going through some personal things right now. And I'm constantly checking and balancing myself in terms of, for me, my moral compass is my connection with the Most High God. I don't want to disappoint him. I know when my dad was alive, my father was, I remember my father telling me, you know, at the time kids were getting a kick out of stealing cars and they were doing stupid stuff, getting drunk. And my father used to look at me, he said, don't worry about them little boys that you're running with.
Mm-hmm.
See my face. Because when you come home, I'm going to be waiting for you at that door.
Mm-hmm.
And them little boys don't have to see my face,
mm-hmm.
but you do. And he says, you're accountable to me. And, you know, my dad is no longer with me. But, you know, my heavenly father is always with me. And no matter where and what I think I am, and sometimes, bro, I'll be honest with you, it's not even from spiritual people. People think, oh, it's people from your church, and oh, it's some other path. And I've had people tell me don't even believe in God. But they come and they tell me, hey, Phoenix, you're a spiritual man. What you're doing, it's not cool. You need to correct that out of the mouth of babes. And guess what? It brings me right back into focus. I go, you know what? I take my medicine, bitter as it is. You're right. Oh, you bet. I had one young lady. She said, you're backsliding. I thought you was a Christian. And she's not even a Christian. Let's just put it out there. But she said, but you are. And I know you. And I've always respected that you did certain things because of your faith, not mine. And guess what, bro? She brought me, right? I told a friend of mine, and they said, I don't listen to her. She's got a different agenda. I said, she might. But guess what? She was right. And guess what? It made me change my tune. And so, yeah, for me, it has been my own personal journey has been my relationship with my grand instructor. Man, if nothing else will make me toe the line, you mention his name and all of a sudden, man, it's like a shot of ammonia or juice stand. It's like I wake up quick.
There
that
you
just
go.
Happens to work for me. I know that, you know, many of our listening audiences, they have varied views of spirituality. And you have to choose your own path. And then whatever path you choose, stand by it. You know, try not to be hypocritical about it.
Amen.
Try not to justify your actions because you think no one's looking. Even if you don't believe in a God, there's always some neighbor, newsy neighbor that saw you do something or you sneaking around and somebody saw something. They will call you on the table. I would be darned every single time when you're not doing the right things because you're in that storm, because you think you can let your hair down, because you think, you know what, I'm not coming straight home. I'm going to stop at the bar. Don't do things that's going to handicap you. Try to stay on the narrow, like they say, take the higher road. So important.
There you go. So look, I want to give you guys, several tips and myself. Mm-hmm. Because this is something that I need to hear for myself. This is not about, you know, I'm sharing this with Phoenix on the radio so that I can learn as well. I'm listening. We hear each other talking, and we hear you guys talking through your questions and stuff as well. So we are all communicating together, and hopefully, we can be a blessing to each other, all of us. So this is Phoenix. I'm gonna read this, and you can, if you want to respond to it, please do. One out of the seven things, just different things you could do to help yourself when you're in a storm is, one is acknowledge that your situation is difficult. You know,
mm-hmm.
don't just like act like it's not a big deal, whatever the case is, because when you do that, you actually take yourself out of the reality of the situation. And if you do
can't
that,
minimize
you,
it.
Right. And when you minimize, then you basically are minimizing your response to a difficult situation. You basically said it's not that difficult when it really is. See, you, it's hard. Yeah, you, if you need to face the reality of the situation so that you can attack it properly, so that you could win. You know, it's all about making sure that this doesn't take you down, right? You got to make sure, because you know. I don't want to say that. I'm not going to say what the thought came to mind. But I do want to make sure that we pay attention and not ignore it. And don't minimize, like Fina said, because it's so important that you really pay attention. It's going to bless you in the long run. Trust me. Anything else you want to say about acknowledging that your situation is difficult, Phoenix?
Yeah, I mean, because self-justification is dangerous. You know, like was mentioned, when you minimize something, you tend to diminish its effect, and it alters your perception and your behavior, the way you approach the problem. My dad was a mathematician, and he used to say problems are meant to be solved. You know, when you go take a math test, out of all the tests that I've taken, and, you know, you go take a math test and you didn't study the formulas, you didn't.
Yeah, you
didn't. And my teacher was like, listen, there's no multiple choice, so forget that. And we want to see how you worked out the problem. You know, it automatically brings you to the fore that it's a problem. Don't minimize it. Solve it. Attack it and solve it. So, yeah.
Okay.
That's a very good
point,
gauge, like you mentioned. Yeah.
All right. Number two, embrace the things that you can do. Embrace the things that you can do. You know, so whatever it is that you know that you can do to help fix the situation that you see yourself in, embrace it. You know, sometimes that means, you know what, I really, like Phoenix says to me, Wardell, you're a very loving person. See, I know that I could love on a situation because I love to love. That's what I know I could do. And so I will take that, use love as a guide to help to diminish the situation the best way I can, at least to make the impact not as bad. You know, you know, so that, you know, because it's important that that impact is not too bad, because it could damage you for life, you know. And so that's what I would do. I'm Phoenix, your thoughts on embracing the
things? Yeah, I mean, one of the things that I came into along the lines that you're directing us to look at is to get outside. That's something you can do. I mean, you might say, well, I don't have no money. I want to go to, you know, the amusement park. I want to do. It says just science-based facts states, get outside. Ditch the comfort of your home. Because sometimes when you're in a funk and you're in a storm and you're not in a good place and you're being inundated with so many things that put you in a storm-like environment, change your environment. What can you do? You got legs. Walk outside. Get the first thing that it said in this science-based report of taking care of yourself is to get outside. Ditch the comfort of your home is a great way to improve your mental and physical health. And guess what, bro? When you called me today, I was feeling that way. And guess what I did? I strapped up the dog, and I got outside, and I felt great. I said, you know, I'm only jumping in the car. I'm thinking I'm hungry. May I not. Get outside. And the dog didn't even want to walk. He looked at me like, man, you crazy. I ain't going outside. Guess what? I felt so much better. Change your environment. So, yeah, do something that you can do. Your thing is you can love on somebody. My thing was get outside. But these are things that are within your grasp to do. Do it.
Right. This that actually goes into the next one, which is work out a routine. Like to do something different. Don't do the same thing that you've been doing. You know, you need to change your pace. Like Phoenix said, getting then go outside and do something different. It can re-stimulate you and get you back to being a happier person that you were before, you know, because when we get into a funk, you know, sometimes we got to make sure that we don't start liking rolling around in the mud. Because sometimes when you tell people, you know, I'm not feeling good because this and that and this and that, and then the person responds, oh, I'm so sorry, see, those things start to feel
good in that complainative mode.
Yeah, but it feels good when people say, I'm so sorry, and you know, I just pray for you, and da, da, da. And then you like that because it feels good, because somebody is like there to love you through what you're going through, and then you find yourself doing it again over and over and over. All of a sudden you're rolling in the mud. Instead of doing something to get out of the mud, you're hanging in the mud. That's not where you want to be, but you found yourself
spinning your wheels in the mud, man. Not
right. And it's not that you're a bad person, because we all want to be loved. It feels good to be loved. It feels good to be cared about. But we got to recognize. We have to pay attention. If you're in that situation, whoa, wake up. Wake up. You got to wake up. Don't let yourself get there, because you can get stuck there, and then you're never going to achieve your goal, which is to get better, right? That's the goal, is to get better.
Sometimes just moving your body. I had a friend that I recently met, and she was talking about Tai Chi. Now, I tried yoga. I'll be honest with that. Yoga is not. It's not an easy thing, especially hot yoga. I mean, yoga was killing me. I don't care, men out there, how strong you think you are. You go in there with a group of ladies doing yoga, and if your intent was just to go in there and check out a lot of sexy women in yoga pants, you're about to get your feelings hurt. Because guess what? Mm-hmm. It is no joke. I lost so much body weight going to yoga classes. I had no idea. But Tai Chi? I could rock with that a little bit, you know, in mm-hmm. the spirit of doing something different, meditational. The experts say just move your body. Take a dance class. Mm-hmm. It doesn't even have to be something that you're spending money on. I see a lot of the older friends, they go into the park, and nowadays everything's on YouTube. You can figure out a few simple movements and go through the Tai Chi movement, and guess what? It is. You know, they always show senior citizens doing it, but there's a reason they do it,
mm-hmm.
because it's a routine, and it's simply what the experts say. You
yep.
need to move your body.
Yes.
And your body is stagnant.
Right.
It affects you. You gotta get that machine moving again.
tune in to dance. Tune in to Solar Wants to Dance on every Saturday. And dance with us. Get those bodies moving. All right. Anyway, but that is
absolutely.
What you're doing, Phoenix, is like you got the same notes I have, because that's going to number four, which is look after your physical body as best you can. And that's right where you are right now. So
guess what? Here's something that I've been falling off on. And I was doing so well before. I had this machine I use that oxygenates the water. It's an ozone machine. It's like a $40 machine I got on Amazon. It's not expensive, you know. Come on, we spend $40, man, going to the movies, the condiment, you know, getting some popcorn and soda nowadays, more than that. But one of the things that the experts say that we need to do, our bodies are mainly comprised of water. And one of the things that happens when you go through this mental storm is you deprive yourself of H2O. And guess what? Mm. They say even when you have a hangover, do you know what they say? The number one thing that cures, the reason you get a hangover in the morning, because you've removed oxygen from your brain. So you need to oxygenate your brain, which is oxygenated water, which is drinking plenty of water. And most of the experts say room temperature, not cold, room temperature. My mother-in-law stayed with us for 3 months, and she's originally from China. And one of the things I noticed that she would do every morning, she got one of those Voss glasses, not plastic, and she kept it on the counter, which used to drive me crazy because I'm a neat freak. And she would go to that little container, and she'd pour herself a glass of room temperature water. And the logic behind it is that it's a shock to your system. Those of you guys that like to cook turkeys, and you have a nice hot turkey, and then you put it in the refrigerator, Do you notice the next day when you pull that turkey out, that substance that's around the turkey, it looks like jelly or jello?
Mm.
It congeals. And so the reason that's a word picture for us, when you get up in the morning and you drink something cold, according to the experts, if you drink something that's at room temperature, and what is our body temperature, 98.6?
Mm-hmm. Well,
if the water is room temperature, guess what? It's no shock to your system. So when you're going through this proverbial storm, the experts say drink plenty of water. If you like to put slices of cucumbers in there, I like the other day I put some kiwi in there. It was delicious. Lemon to alkaline the water. We're mainly comprised of water. So when you go through that storm, drink plenty of water, quality water. Very good.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you. Thank you. Excellent advice. Let's see, number five. Set unrelated goals.
Mm-hmm.
I find I am at my happiest when I have something for which I aim.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a child, I would set my, okay. All right, so I'm reading with my friend she has here and unrelated goals. What would be an unrelated goal to you, Phoenix?
Well, I'm a music guy, so I'm always in front of the computer. I'm always looking at catalogs. Those are related goals. But to come outside of your scope of normal things that you do, one of the things that I was thinking about, and I haven't done it in years, ride a bike. Set that as a goal. Guess what? I'm going to get up in the morning before it gets too crazy. I have nothing but parks and trailways around. It's an inexpensive thing to do. All I got to do is fill my tire, for some reason, is always a slow leak, but I have a compressor in the garage, so I fill the tire up and do something that's totally unrelated that I wouldn't typically do. Ride a bike.
Mm-hmm.
It's cheap. Doesn't cost you anything. We all are conscious of economics these days. So for me, it would be a goal that would be unrelated in my typical scope of things to do. Because I might go to the gym. But how boring is the treadmill? Come on. I mean, even experts are starting to say to get away from the treadmill. But if you're riding a bike, I don't need my Peloton. I got a bike. I can see some real scenery. I can see, you know, people walking about, and that's a good feeling, man.
Yes, there you go. And then number six is we kind of talked about this already a little bit. Watch out for loneliness. Loneliness. What happens with loneliness? I mean, it's first of all, it's lonely. It's very.
You're only lonely. Well, guess what? I mean, I'm Mr. Lonely, and you know what? It's a good thing that that's listed because it's very debilitating.
Mm-hmm.
I find myself sleeping alone, eating alone, and then I go to the park and I see two lovers hugging and kissing. It kills me.
Wow. Wow.
I'm like, man, you know, am I a beast? You know, people tell me, oh, you know, you're handsome. I'm like, well, I ain't got nothing to do with my loneliness because I find myself 99% of the time. The only thing that's looking at me is my computer screen. You know, my ex said that. She says, you're a nerd. You know, you don't do anything. You're always, you know, you don't have friends. Lonely can be very debilitating. That's a good point.
Yeah.
And it can strike at the hardest times. I mean, when you're by yourself, man, you start thinking some stupid stuff, man.
Oh, yeah.
You start really feeling, you know.
The mind is the mind.
Oh,
either a
man.
Lonely mind is a devil's playground.
Yeah, you just start saying, you know, you start feeling bad. You start, you know, putting these undue, unnecessary mental pressures on yourself, and it's a tough one to spin out of.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
That's why getting out. That's why, you know, going somewhere where there's people. You know, you know, going to a restaurant, even, you know, when the waitress or something comes and you can strike a conversation. Today I was walking the dog and the lady pulled up and she had a dog and I complimented her dog. People like to talk about the things that they possess. And
yeah.
Suddenly you find yourself engaging with another human being and you're no longer lonely.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. It's a beautiful thing to, you know, that's how the pandemic did that to us, right? We were like miserable. People were like, I don't know what I am, but I don't need to be around. At least this is how I felt for years, like all my life. I don't need to be around people to be happy. You know, And this is how I felt for the longest. I mean, I would drive across the country by myself. I don't need no one to ride with me. I got my Jeep. I had my music, and I just played my music. I drove across the country. I stopped when I had to. It was no loneliness. This was just me and the world, me and the country. And I just enjoyed it. It was beautiful. And my friends were like, are you crazy? You drove over there by yourself? I didn't need anyone. I felt
well,
very good.
Well, driving can be interactive. I mean, because you're a musician, you're listening to music at a different level. You know, you're changing scenery. You're looking at signs.
Scenery. Yeah, that what's going in is
going
to come out in my song.
I love that.
Right. And so, but my whole point is, what I'm trying to say is that, you know, I until the pandemic came, I was cool with being by myself. I told my wife, I'm at home. I like to be home. I don't like going. I enjoy being here. I be in my studio. I'm in heaven. I don't need to go and I don't need to. And so then the pandemic kicked in and I was fine being home and everything. But then when it got down to the point where I couldn't go around people, I was like, whoa, wait a minute.
I'm a typical male, bro. I'm not a big hugger. When I'm in love, I'm a big kiss. I love to kiss, you know, my significant other. I'm super affectionate when I'm in love. But there's nothing like the human touch. There's nothing like, you know, even buddies. There's close friends of mine, and there's a few. I mean, they give you, like, full-on body hugs.
Oh, yeah.
And they grab you. And then, you know, you can feel, because I have one buddy, you know, he's got, you know, he doesn't wear a beard, but he's always got stubble. And, you know, he'll press his face up against mine as he gives me a bear hug.
That's
like,
beautiful.
Wow, man. I mean, it's an absorbing energy that you receive, especially when you're around good energies and good people with good, strong moral compasses. I mean, these are just not normal men. These are what I would call Renaissance men. And they think enough of you, like yourself. This particular gentleman, if he's listening, his name is Lenny. And Lenny used to kill me with love. He said, I love you, brother. You love me? And I'm like, oh, man, come on. You're killing me with this. I love you, brother. He's a minister, too, from Brooklyn Tabernacle in New York.
Oh, good.
But, I think you might have your match with this one because he's like, I love you, brother. He loved me. I'm like, God, come on. What are we, Apostle Paul and Timothy? Please.
I miss
you, brother.
I honestly believe that's our nature. That's who we're supposed to be anyway. Man is the one that changed that. Because I know I go to foreign countries that are considered third world countries or whatever. They're not used to what we're used to with all this stuff. They don't pay attention to all the crazy stuff that happens in our country. So I see these guys that are best friends holding hands walking down the street. Over here in the United States.
Hugging, I mean, what is it, the Italians, they kiss on the cheek? I mean, you know, sometimes it's a kiss of death, but I mean, they'll kiss you.
We're
like you said, as an American, we're not, we're not so touchy-feely, perhaps, as we could be or do a little better at.
Yeah, we talk ourselves out of good stuff all the time, you know. For some reason, we seem to dwell on the negative, and so that's why our news stations are the way they are, is because that's what we lean on, the negative stuff. Ooh, really, that happened? And we got to keep watching negative stuff all the time. So done with it. You know, it's like, can we just...
And people weigh in on it. I mean, I recently read up on a group chat, and I don't do that often, but somebody intervened and said, hey, can we just stick to the positive? I mean, here's a guy, and it was a group chat dealing with Logic Audio. So it was a tech group chat, and guys were sharing some of their trade secrets to professionals that make a living making music. And then there were just people just dialing in, just poo-pooing. Oh, man, that's a load of crap. And then finally somebody spoke up and said, wait a minute. Could we just keep it positive? I mean, there's people here that benefit from, you know, being able to tie into other professionals that do this for a living. If you don't have, the guy said something that my mama used to say, if you can't say something nice,
Don't say anything at all. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I was raised with, my mother would tell me, if you can't say something nice, and my mother was so loving. Thank God I had her in my, dad was a tough guy, but my mom, sweet as pie, she never cursed. Her worst word was darn it. She would say, oh, darn it. I was like, man,
yeah,
who
yeah.
even says that?
Like, yeah, what does
very
that mean?
Loving. She was a, you know, I said, Mom, well, darn it. To darn is to, there's a device that people don't even use anymore. It's a piece, it's a wooden device that would go inside your sock when you get a hole,
mm-hmm.
and it would keep it out so then she could darn the needle into the sock without sticking it into your finger. And so that's
that
what
like
a
yarn.
Darn.
Yeah. That's, so that's what a
yarn.
From. I know. That's what you're my darned. Mom and them used to say that too.
To darn it means to mend.
Okay. All right, we got three. Okay, thanks. Okay, all right, so I gotta move on, Phoenix, to the last one. Numbers, we got 3 minutes left in the show, and I got to give you a chance to close this out. The last word of advice is this, out of the seven. This is the seventh one. Ask for help when you need it or want it. Ask for help. You know, so don't be shy. Don't be afraid to say, hey, I'm in trouble. Can you help me out here? Brothers love, you know, to be there for each other. It's like sisters love to be there for each other. I mean, you know, guys, we are, as people, we love to be there. If one of our brothers or sisters is someone we love and care about is hurting, we love to be there for you. So, but, you know, it's frustrating if you need help and you don't say anything. You know, and then you just fall into
it. Sometimes we're not mind readers, and what comes to mind is to ask for help takes a measure of humility. You have to be humble. For you to be able to say, I've identified I have a problem. I'm speaking with Wardell as a good brother. I need your help. Then it's like now you've invited someone in to understand what you're going through, because maybe – you know, every time you see somebody and they say, hey, how's it going? Everything is good, man. It's all good. But it ain't good.
mm-hmm.
So it takes an exercise in humility.
Yes. All right, Phoenix. So we got 1 minute. Is there anything in closing you want to share with the listeners?
That was a beautiful topic today. I really enjoyed it because it's something that I'm personally sojourning through. Through my journey currently, and you know, going outside, as you mentioned, the last point, asking for help, not minimizing an issue, recognizing it's a problem, so you can begin to put the pieces back together again, like Humpty Dumpty. Put it back together again. You know, super glue it. Do whatever you need to do. Work on your personal. Drink plenty of water. Move your body. Change your environment. Stay away from the complainers, or stay away from the complaintive attitude. You know,
mm-hmm.
change your view, your focus. Associate yourself with like-minded people who can help you. one of the things it says, to be around friends. You know, make yourself available. Sometimes when we're hurting, we go into a cave and we lick our wounds. Come outside of the cave and associate with good friends, wholesome people. If you're fortunate, I'm not, to have your parents, call your mama. Because I tell you the truth, there's nobody that, like they said, man, you're the kind of brother that only a mother could love. Trust, no matter what, your mama's going to love on you. Give her a chance. Call her and get that big head out of your way, which is your own, and say, Mama, I need you. If you have a mother, there's nothing a mother would rather do than heal her child.
Wow.
So if you're fortunate to have your mother, go to your mom's. Dad might say, boy, what you want? And you better not be about no money, because you ain't going to get nothing. But mama ain't going to refuse you. She's going to say, wait a minute. Son, I got a couple of dollars in the cookie jar. You come, don't tell your father. But here, you take this, honey.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. Well, thank you so much, man. Love you much and appreciate you. Daddy ain't good. It better not be about money, boy.
Hey, that's listen, one other thing that I wanted to say in closing, humor, jokes. There's nothing like humor, because humor can sometimes take you out of a funk. Sometimes, and guess what? The things that make you laugh are things that are true. Good humor is truth. So if you can laugh at yourself, you might be able to get yourself out the funk.
There you go.
Humor is healing. It is.
Yes,
it's a healing.
Absolutely. All right, man. Well, God bless you, Phoenix. Thanks so much. And we will catch you later on Solar Records Radio. And everyone, thank you guys for tuning in and hanging out with us today. We're going to mix it up with Don Fleming right after this. So later, Phoenix.
You too, bro.
Lift every voice and sing, singer, let heaven ring, ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as the listening sky should resound. Dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. Facing the rising sun of our new day begun. March on.
God of our weary years,
God. our God, where we met thee. Lest our hearts drunk of the wine of the world, we forget thee. Shadow beneath thy hand, may we forever stand.
Phoenix said, "There's nothing like your mama."
sunny.
And drinking that wine. Remember the schoolyard days?
Yeah.
We had to take you home, man. You was out on it,
oh,
man.
Oh, better say, Lord have mercy.
Hey, but listen.
Yeah.
Remember when we used to run around there?
Steal the hubcaps off the car.
What you talking about? Batteries?
We lucky we ain't get busted, man.
Listen. Then I say, here comes the fun.
Oh. Hey, Bird, what color was you coming to be?
That's just the line.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
But dig this here.
Yeah.
Now, see, when all that gang war was going on, I'll tell you one thing I never forget.
And what's that?
See, when I got home, first thing I would hear is,
what?
Bill!
Yeah.
Where you been, boy?
That's
I say, I was out with Sonny Bird and Lil Sonny.
Put it all up.
I had to put it on somebody.
Hey, Bill, what's your mama say?
She say, boy, now I'm going to tell you.
What?
You know you getting big now.
Yeah.
You got to watch the things that you doing out in that street.
Right.
And then go to jail.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you something, man. Mama wasn't wrong.
No.
But what about Pop? Oh, we ain't talking about Pop.
No, man. Pop,
well,
she was all right.
Pop was,
a lot of bad
Pop was hanging out, you know.
Yeah, hanging out.
I think Pop was drinking more wine than we used to. I know my pop did.
Yeah.
My pop hung right on with you, boy.
Yeah. Stay out all night. Come on, clothes all wrinkled up. Lip balls all on them.
Hey, Sonny. I remember your mom cooked them good home-cooked ribs today.
Mr. Green.
Oh, man.
Boy, your mama sure cooked them.
No.
I love it. I love it. Man, oh, man. Thanks, guys, so much for tuning in to Soul Out Records Radio. This is your boy, Wardell Potts Jr., and we are mixing it up in this last hour of the show, and we thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Phoenix, for just blessing us with the information that we share today, because we do want to be here to lift each other up and love on each other. And, man, oh, man, it was just some great, great things we about today. And I gave you guys 7 different ways to help yourself through a very tough and difficult time. And I'm going to read them off to you real quickly again, just in case you're not online, but you're listening through, you know, your cell phone or something like that. And much love to my sister over there in Detroit. I know she's listening to her cell phone. What's up, Julianne? Much love to my sister. All right, so here we go. Wait a minute. How did that get there? All right, so number 7 jumped up to number 1. That's supposed to be the last one. I don't know how that happened. All right, so number 1 is acknowledge that your situation is difficult. Like, if you're in a tough situation, acknowledge that, right? Acknowledge that it's a tough situation so you can get your mindset right to handle it, all right? Number 2, embrace the things that you can, you know, things that you know that you're good at, that you could do. Embrace those things and use those things to help you to get through your situation. Work out a routine, you know, something that you could do to keep yourself busy and not get caught up in the drama of this situation, of the storm. Don't get, you know, make sure you keep yourself busy and not get caught up in, because sometimes we'll end up in the mud because of bad situations. We'll end up in the mud. And sometimes we get lonely. I mean, we get sad and depressed because we get lonely, okay? So we need you to make sure you set yourself a routine so that you can get through whatever you may be going through. And there's a lot of people right now that's going through a lot. And so I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you, my friends, because I love you and I care about you. You are God's child, and that gives me a responsibility to be there for you and love you. And I'm so grateful if you feel the same way, and you'll be there for me and bless me in the storm. All right, so here we go. And look after your physical body and as best you can. In other words, nurture yourself physically, emotionally, nourishment-wise. Make sure you nurture yourself, eat well, and take care of your bodies while you're going through this. Because what happens is that when we get upset or we get depressed or we're so focused on what's wrong that we're not maintaining what was right, right? And so we can get lost. So make sure you maintain your health. You take care of yourself so that you can be strong enough physically and psychologically to get through the storm that you may find yourself in. Like my brothers and sisters over in the Ukraine. I can't imagine, you know, what they're going through. How strong do you have to be? And some of these people are celebrities that were making a great living, and they put all that down to fight for their country. I mean, God, this is amazing. And some of them are losing their lives in the process. So this is something else, man. Hey, boy. And then the loved ones of them are stressed out. So I'm talking to you too. Maintain, take care of yourself, take care of your physical and your mental health. All right. Watch out for loneliness. You know, watch out for loneliness. Make sure, I skipped one, but that's number 6. I got to go back to number 5. So watch out for loneliness. Sometimes we can slip into depression because of loneliness, you know, and like Phoenix said, being lonely is really, that was very uncomfortable for him. You know, he realized more that he was lonely when he went out and saw others loving on each other. And then that made him realize, man, I miss being with somebody. I miss loving on someone. I feel lonely. And so you don't want to dwell on that. You want to maybe hang, you know, call your friends up. Hey, let's do it. I want to hang out with you. I need to do something. Let's do something. Okay. I think what number five was set unrelated goals. Like unrelated goals would be something that's different than what you normally do. Right. Change it. Change it up a little bit. Flip it. Flip the script a little bit because, you know, what you normally do may have been part of the reason why you ended up where you are. And so let's just maybe flip the script a little bit and do something different. Okay. Try something different and see how that works for you. If it don't work, go back. But, you know, that's just, it's just a tip. It's just an idea to try to help you. And then number seven was ask for help if you need it or if you want it. See, you don't have to need it, but you could want it. Right? And so, you know, you may, if you just feel like you want it, you want somebody to be, to talk to help you through this thing that you're going through. Yeah, make sure you ask for help. Okay. All right, guys. So this is Wardell Potts. We got 34 minutes left in the show. Time flies when you're having fun. And I want to keep this music going. So in the beginning, we did some old school mixes for you. Let's just pick it up a little bit and get some indie artists that put their music. Lucas, what you got? Come on, baby.
I'm not thinking, could it be made? I'm distracted by what's mine. try to give thanks with a song and a raise of my hand for all the things you've done for me. You are there to help me grow, and we're there through the highs and lows, right there at my point of need. That's why I gotta say, with your love I'm so amazed. Nothing in this world can compare. That's why I want the whole world to know that your love is the best love in life that I've ever known.
I can't live without you, don't know what I'd do if you were not here within my life. Ooh. I can't live without you, don't know what I'd do if you were not here within my life.
The one I could always call. You pick me up every time that I fall, 'cause you're right there by my side. Like a flower needs the rain, for your love I needed the same. Without it, how would I survive? That's why I gotta say, with your love I'm so amazed. Nothing in this world can compare.
I look at you and wonder why would you even wanna stay? All he do is lie to you, make you cry every other day. Whoa. How many times have you said I'll be damned before I take him back? Yeah. But then you take him back again.
Sometimes it's difficult to understand why some people go back to a bad situation, and that's what LaVell is asking. Why? Like, I could give you so much more, and you know, sometimes people get hypnotized. You know, they feel like, you know, they didn't get closure and they want to make sure that it's really over, or this new person is offering them so much they don't even think they deserve it because the other person treated them so bad, and they get caught up in maybe that's the way it's supposed to be. Maybe I wasn't a good person and I don't deserve to be loved by a good person. See, that is a mindset that I pray none of my brothers and sisters ever run across, because that is completely wrong, completely off the charts. And so I want you to know that you are God's child. You are beautiful just the way you are. You may make mistakes, but you were not a mistake. You are a beautiful person, and God loves you right where you are. And man is supposed to treat you the way that God treats you. We're supposed to love each other the way that God loves us. So don't let nobody confuse you. Don't get it twisted. Know that you deserve the best because you were made by the best. And I thank you guys again. It's 19 minutes left in the show. This is Wardell Potts Jr. One of my best friends is playing in the background on a song that I wrote for him as he was dying. His name is Doug Coons. And so can we just meditate on a little jazz right now with Doug Coons here on Solar Records Radio. Oh man, that's smooth, George Benson on Solar Records Radio. Guys, time is here, and you know, hey, the UK, I believe, aren't you guys changing your time this weekend coming up? Because I know you guys are like an hour off now, y'all. My show has got you all confused, and you're like, what? I miss half the show. So we want to make sure also we reach out to Astrid and wish her health, that she gets better. I haven't talked to her in a couple of days, so I need to check in. I've been out of town, so I'm going to check on her and see how she's doing. I want to thank Greg, my best buddy here, that takes care of us here, Solar Records Radio. We would be a mess without Greg, so thank you, buddy. We love you and appreciate you very much. And he is the only designer for Solar Records Radio. So any of the flyers, anything you see that's posted, it's because of Greg. Greg makes all that stuff happen for us, and we're grateful for his gifts that he's been blessed with. We want to have you tune in tomorrow on Solar Records Radio. Tomorrow is Indie Jazz Day, where we celebrate our indie artists and our jazz artists, kind of like what we just heard. And so, you know, tune in and hang out with us. I believe we're going to have a guest from Philly, but I want to confirm that. And but we are putting it together, and we're doing our best to be our best here, Solar Records Radio. Every once in a while, we drop the ball too. All right, so take care of yourselves, guys, and make sure you protect yourselves in the storm, and trust your instinct. Listen to your gut. It's talking to you for a reason. All right, you guys take care. Have a blessed rest of your evening, afternoon, just depending on where you are in the world. We thank you so much for being a part of Solar Records Radio.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yes, sir. 2022, Big Snoop D-O-W-G. Hey, yo, Battle Cat, you know what time it is. It's time to do the we usually do.
Let's go.
Yeah, what's that mean?
That's right.
Is that right?
Yeah, for sure.